So as we're learning the halachas and the concept of tefillah betzibur, we arrive now to understanding the definition of what is tefillah betzibur. How do we define what tefillah betzibur is? When is a person considered to be davening betzibur? Is a davening betzibur always equal? Let's see today, Beis Hashem. We'll start with the Gemara and Brachas, Tav Zayin with Beis Chasam Dalaf. Again, we're learning these sugyas, now they're learning the Afiyam with Brachas. This is very apropos. Many of these sugyas were mentioned in the just recent days. But in the beginning of Maseches Brachos, we have the Gemara says a story. My time loy osi marle beknish to letzluya. Why didn't you come to the shul to daven? Omer le loy echilna. He said I couldn't. He was not feeling good. Omer le kanfe loy lemayar sor velitzle. Why didn't you arrange to have a minyan in your house? Get 10 people. And have them in your house. So he says, "Omer lei tricheli milas." It was too difficult for me to get 10 people to die in my house. So says the Gemara, "But lei milay mar l'shulcha de tziburo beidne dematz tziburo lei sil du lemar." Tell the shulcha tzibur, meaning find out when is the tzibur davening. The shulcha tzibur should be able to give you a message. So you'll daven at home, at least you'll daven at the time the tzibur is davening. What's the point of davening when the tzibur is davening? I want to daven to you in a time of rotzer, in the time when the davening is accepted. The tzibur davening is a special esrotzer. That's what the Gemara tells us over here. Now, so what the Gemara is saying is, you have a davening with a tzibur, obviously. But if you can't, at least daven at the time of the tzibur. Please don't have time. Let's see. If you look I'll skip a second. I'll go back in a second to the thesis. Look at the Shulchan Aruch. This brought down the Aloch and Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, number 3 over here in the page, Rabbi Elul of the Gemara. It says in Shulchan Aruch, Simon Tzadik, Yishtalit Odom, Lispalel, Risakneses, Imatzibur. You should daven in Shul with the Tzibur. That's what a person should, that's the optimal thing. Vimu Onu Shein Yocholov Ola Bezakneses, he's 4, he cannot come to Shul. He should at least try to daven in the time when the tzibur is davening. The Ramah says, people that are living in some remote cities, they don't have a minyan. They should daven when the tzibur and the big cities are davening. So that's what the Shulchan tells us. That's halacha lemaaseh. Yeah?
Is there another Gemara or a source for the Gemara that says why it's this mamish and eight ratzon when they
the Gemara Brachas, this Gemara says it brings many things. We know that tefillah tzibur is the tefillah that is miskabel always. When an individual davens, not only always miskabel, only a seser mitshuva.
Right, but that it works that you're doing it at the same time.
That's what the Gemara tells us. Gemara is the biggest source we need. We don't need a bigger source than that. The Tosis says in number 2, the Tosis in the Zohar, Gemara of the Zohar says a similar thing. It's talking about somebody who is davening in Rosh Hashanah. So you should make sure to daven when the tzibur is davening. So Tosfos says, "Kivan deiket tzibur dematzel matchev." There's a tzibur davening, so his davening won't be pushed away. Says Tosfos, "Pirush minutam had the mashmaocho the mehani afiluk she tzibur spalim b'mokom acher." The fact that the tzibur is davening somewhere else and you're davening at home, but you're joining them remotely, hayu davka deloy mitche, meaning your davening will not be pushed away. Like a regular individual, which could be pushed away. As the Kisakiv ends the sim when he speaks about it, he says, not always person davens not being accepted, but you don't have the merit of the tzibur. Meaning, Tosfos really gives us that there's different levels of joining a tzibur. There's davening with the tzibur itself, it's going to be heard. If it's not davening with the tzibur, but you die in the time of the tzibur, it won't be pushed away. That's what's guaranteed, basically. You have a guarantee. You come with some warranties on the product. You're with the tzibur, they're going to hear you. You're not a tzibur, you're not going to be pushed away. You're alone, it may be pushed away. The Matzah Shekel, number 4, right below this Tosfos, says, brings this Tosfos, and explains him at the end of the first line. It says, V'achiluk bin einu nitches, sh'otzor mo sh'atfil mikubeles b'rotzo in l'malo, meaning, his davening is going to be accepted, and Hashem is going to look at it And he did a mitzvah. He davened tefillah, and he did the davening in the proper way. Not guaranteed that his request will be fulfilled. But if it says nishmas, it means your davening for sure will be answered. Now, they bring here the shlo. The shlo says, we know many times you daven and it wasn't answered. So what do you mean? So shlo says, not so much to get to this shir, which is an idea in general, that whenever you have a tefillah betzibur, always the davening will be poyel. It does something. Sometimes you don't know what it does. Sometimes it does something you want to daven for a certain chole, and that chole is exam shemaim. But it helps his children. It helps his relatives. It helps somebody else. It always has an effect when you're davening betzibur. And this is, again, as we're learning tefillah betzibur, every new thing we're learning, as you see more and more how tefillah betzibur is so effective, so strong, so powerful. Person davening betzibur, it would always be nishmas. Davening bechidus, not necessarily. But betzibur, you have a guarantee that it will be heard and it will be fulfilled. That's what the Matzah Shekha says as well.
If you're going to a shul that you know that there's like a lot of talking over there,
let's leave it alone.
And you could stay home.
Oh, it's a good shayla. It's a good question. You could daven more
kavana. Yeah. A ton of kavana. And over there, you're like
so that's a shayla. If we have time, we'll get back to that hopefully today. If not, we'll do it at a different time. Because it's actually the tshuvas, the poskim are speaking about it. They speak about it. But so you're just seeing this concept. We have what I really wanted to bring in this taste is the idea that there is different levels of tzibur. You see here, you're davening betzibur. There's another thing of davening home. What B'shachar is bawling, not the same thing, but you know, it's a close second, right?
What do you exactly mean when the tzibur is davening? I mean,
you know, the minyan.
What tzibur? I mean, what exactly does that mean? Does that mean first of all that they're davening the same tefillah that you're davening,
So they brought, so it's brought down the even other davenings. Actually, the Gemara theory in our dessert, Pasha speaks in they're davening one davening, he's at another davening. So he's davening Musa, while they're davening Shachris. So Abba could be even a different davening for the tzibur.
In other words, I could be on my phone and my son says to me in Eretz, he's going to daven Mincha now.
Oh. So that's another discussion, which I was planning to get into too much. What does it mean, a minion over here? Does it mean only a minion, you're a minion, that you're regular going there, you're mechavin to be there? It's not so clear exactly what you're doing. We have 20 minyanim and whenever you daven, there's always a tefillah betzibur.
Right.
It needs to be something which is a little more to get to you. But we see over here that the Ramo says over here that when you're in a remote city and you don't have a minyan, you can mechav into the big city. So Mashma, there is a concept of joining something which is not your shul necessarily. You're not here. You're living somewhere else.
Right. But
maybe it means it's not so clear from the Achronim. It looks like there's something that you have to have some association with. It can't just be, oh, you know, if there's a minion somewhere, I'm dying right now. You need to have some kavanah of that.
Time zones, almost
every moment day, there's a minion
somewhere in the world. There's a minion dying. Priority
would be your minion. Close. The next one would
probably
if you go to a town, you go see what time.
Probably, and you have kavanah to right. Right.
The
right.
One you would go to.
You see over here also, the Gemara in Bracha said that the guy davening, he told him, go ask that Shliach Tzibur when exactly davening. I mean, you have over here, it's not just going to find out what time they're davening. Right. You need to, some shaykhs. Okay, just a point on the side. Now, so this is the idea of davening together with Tzibur, and we see over here different levels. Now we go like this. When we're talking about davening in Shul with the Tzibur, when is it exactly davening with the Tzibur? So, Pashas means, what is the definition of davening betzibur? Is you davening together with the tzibur? What does it mean davening together with the tzibur? Davening together with the tzibur shmoneh esrei. Where davka shmoneh esrei? I mean, you're starting shmoneh esrei together? Or it could be something else. So the primi gadim, that's really what we started talking about last week. Last week we spoke about tzibur kuftes, a person comes late and he needs to catch up. So we learned last week that there's different things that a person needs to make sure he's going to have. He's going to have dusha, he's going to have moedim, he's going to have Shemat Tefillah, Omen, Omen Avakel Kaddosh, Omen Yishmir Abba, all these different things. And the other Primi Gadim speaks about, he mentions, he says like this, he has a problem, because the question is, that here, what happens if he's going to miss Omen Yishmir Abba? In that case, he's coming late. So the Ramah says over there, Mugan Avraham says over there, that you may have to make sure to make Omen Yishmir Abba. What happens if he's not going to make Omen Yishmir Abba? So don't daven with the tzibur. I mean, wait with your Shmoneh Esrei until you're in Shmoneh Esrei, then go daven. So the Primogoyen has a problem with it. If you look at Primogoyen number 5, Primogoyen says like this. Davin b'tzibur is greater than Amish Rabo, he says one place. So Primogoyen has a steer. In one place it says that Davin b'tzibur is greater than Amish Rabo, and the other place it says Amish Rabo is greater than Davin b'tzibur. How do you reconcile these two Ramos? So the Kan lo yave mamish tefilas tzibur. The Ba be'emtza. The Prima Godim says you're a tremendous chiddush. Everybody builds on this Prima Godim. He says there's a difference when you're starting with the tzibur together. Then that's a much greater tefillah of tzibur. Then that trumps Omen Yesh Rehav. But if you're coming late, you're joining the tzibur. It's nice. You're with the tzibur. But it's not the same level of tefillah of tzibur. Then Omen Yesh Rehav is greater. So Prima Godim really gives us, you're davening with the tzibur. You start together. That's the highest level of Tefillah B'Tzibur. You're not starting together, you're losing that. You're missing that great Tefillah B'Tzibur. It may be like Tosfos says in Avodah Zarah. It means you are like a second best. You're not Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're with the Tzibur. There's something that is, you have to do B'Tzibur, Tefillah Ima Tzibur. That's like the lotion we can use here. That Tefillah B'Tzibur, you're not davening with the Tzibur. It's not a davening of the Tzibur. It's a davening together with the Tzibur. But now really, with the Tzibur, we don't have the same merit. That's what Primogoyen says. And if you look at the Bir Halacha that we learned last week, regarding a guy who davenes long. Remember they had the question of the Bir Halacha. You're davening long, is that okay? Can you start with the Tzibur davening long? So that Bir Halacha mentions the Primogoyen as well. If you look at the Bir Halacha number 6, the beginning starts with the question. Nistapakti, imidech tivur lach b'tfilu v'enichol esayim ha'kdusho imuto la'atchil. Can you start davening when you know you're not going to get the Kedusha? And he says like this, well, let's bring a riot from here, because here it says you have to make sure to make Kedusha, the simon that we just learned last week. If you're coming late to shul, you have to make sure to get Kedusha. So let's bring a proof from here. It says the Bir Halacha, you can't bring a proof. We can't any riot late, so you can't bring a riot from here. It's not a mamish tefillah b'tzibur when you're coming late. He didn't start with him together. He's quoting his Prima Godim. But he's starting in the same moment. Now he has the same chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. So the Bir Halacha says, I'm not sure. Here it says you have to make kedusha. Yeah, because you're coming late. But if you're starting together, tzibur, maybe it's different. That's the Bir Halacha is not sure about that. And we learned last week about many achronim that say that for sure you could start with the tzibur. If you're starting with the tzibur together, you don't have to worry about davening long. We saw the Aruch HaShulchan says that, and we saw the Chazanish, and others. If you start in the Tzibur, don't worry about the Kedusha, start in the Tzibur. This is based on the same idea. When you start together the Tzibur, that's the highest level of Kedusha you can have. If you're not starting together, you're starting later, then you have to take into account different things, because you're not in that same level of Tefillah B'Tzibur.
And what if you're starting earlier?
Start early also. You can't start early. It's halacha for Eshes. You're not allowed to start before the Tzibur. If you're in a shul, and they're davening earlier,
you need more time also
to do that. Yeah, you have to leave the shul. A better daven outside be chidus. The daven in the shul shmoneh esrei before them.
Even if it's just like 1 or 2 minutes before, because you need the time.
I don't know. That's already a question. 1 or 2 minutes.
That's all we're talking about.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe. It's a different subject. Maybe we'll get to that. That's another thing we have to speak about. If you daven before, now that's a gemara. It's a gemara. It's a gemara in brachas.
So you have in mind to make kedusha, maybe.
Okay, we'll get to that. I don't want to switch to it. It's another subject. That's another subject starting early. But now we're talking about you talking later. So you have the Prima Godim that says you have to start together the tzibur. You're talking a little later, you miss that thing. That's the Shita Prima Godim, and seeming to that the Bir Halacha agrees with it. Bir Halacha is quoting the Prima Godim. Now, the question is, what does it mean starting together the tzibur? Prima Godim seems to say it needs to start literally together the tzibur, right? So the Igris Moshe there's a few that come to discuss this. One of them is the Igris Moshe, the Ramosha Feinstein, has a big problem with that. He's not going to say to start with the tzibur. If you look at the number 7, in the Igris Moshe, he says, a person is not able to start with the tzibur. Is it tefillah b'tzibur? You're starting late. He may use date ayaposhut. Says the Gris Moshe, for me it's pashut. Yeah, it is davening the tzibur. Not like the Prima Godim. Even when they start together, when you're diving together, not together. One is here, one is there, one is diving slow, one is diving faster.
Yeah.
No, they're not finished at the same time. Some of them, when most of the people are diving, they're in the middle, they just started. So says the Yuzmashe, seeming to say different than Pirigodim, why should be a difference between starting together or being in the middle together? Who cares? After the first moment of Baruch Ato, we're not together anyway. So who cares if you start? We quote this Pirigodim just learned by Shel Avram. Allah the Kosovo Gravon for the Sibur Adifo. Me'a meni Yeshua Abuk Shaloi Me'adi Minoichol Ligamor Kashiatche is Palel. He brings the question. Pirigodim brings it. I'm going to skip a few lines because he brings the whole thing. Let's finish over here. And then the Gospel just says three lines for the end. Hare Soiver, the ain't feeling Matsibur Mamesh, Ele Kishitchil Beshove Imatsibur. Avu Tamua. So the Gemara says the following. Gemara says, I don't understand what's the difference if you're starting the tzibur, start the baruch with the tzibur, or in any other stage of the tzibur. 2 minutes later, we're not going to be in the same place. So who cares about the beginning? So you see over here, the primigodi and the primalocha, they hold, no, you need to have the beginning. The main thing is how you start. Now, this I don't see the difference between the beginning and the middle and the end. L'chura, there is explanation between the beginning and the middle and the end, as we find in the Gemara Brachos, for example. The famous, this is another subject, which we didn't touch upon, but the idea of talking, when a person, it comes to the end of Zman Krish, or the end of Zman Tefila, comes to the end of the Zman, and he's going to start the Tefila before the end of the Zman and continue after. Is that okay or not? Or let's say start Krish before the end or continue after. So many first should bring the idea, they bring the Raya from the Taisus. Because Taisus the Brokers brings a question. It says the Bilam did a Klala to Am Yisrael. And the Gemara tells us that Zayin and Brachas, how can you do a klala? The Gemara tells us that Kadosh Baruch Hu is angry one moment a day. So it says today is one moment. What can you say in one moment? So today brings two explanations. One, he says the word kalem. One word, it means destroy them. Second answer today says he started then and then continued. And if you start during the time of anger, you can continue after. So you see, the beginning, the start, is that what initiates, what sets the tone. So it could be that Shabbat Gomer says, when you start, you need to be the Tzibur. Then afterwards, Israel goes away, but at least you begin as a Tzibur. Seems like Gomer disagrees. He says, as long as you have something with the Tzibur, that should be good enough. That's what Gomer argues. Now, he seems to make this way, that there's no difference where you start the Tzibur. As long as you are in davening the Tzibur, they could be starting when they just started, or 5 minutes, or 10 minutes, as long as people are davening.
As long as
there's
overlap.
As long as there's overlap. And now, not only that, the Chazon Ish says that. I mean, there's three Chazon Ishes over here. And each one is a stronger lush than the others. Now, and we'll see why we have these three. Because the first one is Chazon Ish himself, meaning in the Sefer. Sefer Chazon Ish, in the end of Aruch Chaim, almost the last siman, he says over there, number 8, V'chen adin no yisad gam betfilas esre kol shekovu v'as'achas, they made up to be together. It means 10 people are in the same room. Mikrit tzibur, av she'echad mizdarez v'chad mizakev. Even though one is a little faster, one is a little slower. Now, you could say maybe he means like the case of Gris Moshe. It means you're starting together, but then you go faster and slower. That's why that's Chazon Ish in the Sefer. Chazon Ish in the Sefer, you could debate what he means. They're not exactly in the same place, meaning not starting in the same place or not later in the same place. Not so clear. If you look at number 9, to the left of this, the number 9, there's a Tshuva Sekhsov in the Chazon Ish. That was a liquid of different answers Chazon Ish gave. It says over there, Maran Zala Yoimer, the Tzchutz Tzibur Iko Gan B'matchil Acher, and the Tzchutz to be having Tzibur B'tzibur even starting later. So he says, it's better to start together. But you have the same thing even if you start later. Then he brings in the parentheses, that if you see you're not going to be able to start on time in the Tzibur, big question. We learned that you need to skip some piece of Pesukei Dezimra to make it feel a Tzibur. Let's say a person sees late, he has Pesukei Dezimra, he's not sure if he's going to make the whole Pesukei Dezimra. So you skip. What happens, he knows he's going to be able to make it in the middle of Shmon Esra. Meaning, if he goes slowly, he'll be able to start when the Tzibur is, most of the Tzibur are in the middle of a Slach Lanu. But if he skips, he's able to start with him. Yeah. So you have to start with him. It's better to start with him. So he agrees you have to start with him, but it's also okay if you start later. If you look at the Orchas Rabbeinu, number 10, Orchas Rabbeinu is a sefer that someone wrote, which is really a sefer of all the minhagim and dinim and stories of the stipler. The stipler was basically tamer, brother-in-law of the Chazon Ish. And there, there's a lot of things of Chazon Ish as well. In there, it says the following. Chazon Ish told me. Now listen to this. He's not starting in the middle of the Tzibur Daven Shmoneser. The Tzibur finished. The Chazor Zashat started. Chazor Zashat's about to finish. Not only the Shmoneser Tzibur. The Shmoneser of the Chaz is about to end. Mikvi Tfir B'Tzibur. It's still Tfir B'Tzibur as long as the Chaz is still there. Still a busy Shmoneser. Avloy Lagami. Not completely. Not Mamash. It's something. Now look at this, listen to this. Comes, the tzibur's davening. The chazan gets up. The chazan is at Moedi Menachuloch, almost the end of davening. Comes Reuven. I need chap. So he's davening. He's davening a little slow Shmoneser. 8 minutes into his davening, the tzibur's already finished davening, basically.
He gets credit for
comes Shimon. And Shimon says, ooh, I didn't daven. And Reuven is in the middle of davening.
Yeah.
He starts. As long as there's somebody, there's some chain connected to the tzibur, he says, tzibur, tzibur. But here comes the caveat. Because you can even, he comes to say, even if you know, Shimon comes down, he's like this, if I'm going to daven straight, I'll daven completely b'chidus. But if I daven, if I skip, I will chap the end of the davening of Reuven, who started the end of davening of the chazan. You could skip to the end of that. So then he asked him, so if I have a choice, either daven start with the tzibur or daven a little later. Let's just wait for a little later. So again, he says the same thing. Better to start with the tzibur. But if you do later, it's also tefillah b'tzibur. So Chazon Ish over here is basically taking both shittas. The Bir Megillah says you need to start the tzibur to be tefillah b'tzibur. Kamer Moshe says, I don't understand this. It doesn't make a difference. If you're in the beginning or in the middle, it doesn't matter. Everybody. Rav Moshe doesn't say about the Chazon Ish. Rav Moshe is speaking about other people in the davening, not from the tzibur. The Chazon Ish says, I agree with Rav Moshe, and even if you do it later, it could be okay. Actually, Ramosha is quoting the Chazon Ish. Later over there, you want to say the Chazon Ish says it. But he says, even what they quote the Chazon Ish is even when the Chazon is and then you could start. But starting with the tzibur together is the best. And a person should skip everything, whatever needs to be skipped, in order to get to that stage, because that's the best. He agrees with the Primi Godim. Now, in the Primi Godim himself, it says you could start with the tzibur. The Shaila is, what does it mean starting with the tzibur? Does it mean literally the word baruch? Right? That's what, but part of the problem that people, that the Chayim may have with the regarding is, well, how do you exactly start exactly Baruch? The Rosh Hashanah Zalman in the Halicha Shleim, which I didn't bring over here, he learns that it means while the Tzibur is still in the first Bracha, Mogen Ovis. When the majority of the Tzibur is still in Mogen Ovis. So meaning, if a person starts within 10 seconds, 20 seconds, you're good. I mean, it depends on the Tzibur you are, is it 20 seconds or is it 5 seconds? But the idea is when the Tzibur is still busy with the first Bracha, so then you're good. Why? Because the first bracha, that's what considers to be a beginning. It doesn't mean the word baruch. You can't. That's not right. What does it mean? Hashem Svasai. When he Svasai, you start, people go 3 steps back. They're a little bit, you know, someone's a little dreamy. He's going, you can't do that. Right. So really, Shavuot brings that story. Beginning means the first bracha. And then he wants to say that the beginning even means the first 3 brachas.
Yeah.
So the range of here is pretty big. Davening with the tzibur means, comes off the Primi Godim, you see Chazon Ish agrees, is starting with the tzibur. What does it mean start with the tzibur? A person should try by it to start as best as possible. You get to Gaal Yisrael, that's where we're very careful. Chazon is very loud when he says Gaal Yisrael. Get to the end, you start around there. But within that time, that's going to be beginning. Until where the beginning continues, either Mogen Avraham, or maybe even the first brachas, maybe. Shalom Zalman. After that, Chazon Ish says, that's also tefillah b'tzibur. Rav Moshe disagrees. Rav Moshe says, the Primi Godim disagrees. The Primi Godim seems to say that it's not, unless you want to say Primi Godim means a Chazon Ish, it's better at the beginning, not later. But the Primi Godim really says it's not Mamash Shul B'Tzibur. And we saw that if it's not light, it says the words, Loi Avim Mamash Shul B'Tzibur. It's not Mamash Shul B'Tzibur. Chazon Ish seems to say it's Mamash Shul B'Tzibur. It's at the same level, like starting with them, but you really have a Shul B'Tzibur. And this really drew this. So we have over here different levels of mitzvah. Starting together or starting later, you have that thing. And now with this, I want to go. I basically tried to finish it today.
And this is Shachris Min Chamarev.
Yeah, no difference. I mean, you don't have Chazos HaShatz, obviously, in Maariv. So you don't have that extra time. Here comes the big Chiddush, something that Negeah very much to what we spoke last week, and it's relating to this point. We learned that we have a concept of people davening together with the Chazan. Starting with the Chazan, that's what we spoke about last week. You start together with the Baal Tefillah, meaning with the Tzibur, where you have Chazos HaShatz, you start Shmoneh Esrei with Chazor Shabbat. There's a concept. We learned there's a machlekes about it. Machlekes if it's better to do that than to start after Kedusha. Machlekes. But, and we saw that the Ma'aseh Mishtabur brings Eliyahu Rabbah and others that say that it's better to start with the Chazan and do it together with the Chazan. And we saw the Mogravon that says when you do it with the Chazan, really have to go till Akel HaKadosh, and then you can continue your own pace if you're going to make it to Shema Tefillah, to be able to say Amen with Shema Tefillah. Then you can do your own pace. If not, better to do word by word. So that's what down. Now, we learn now that the best tefillah b'tzibur is what? Starting with the tzibur. When you start with the chazan, is that as like timing the tzibur? Better or worse? You would think it's not the same thing like starting with the tzibur. Starting with the chazan, it's second best. And that's what most points can agree. But we have a chasab sefer. And the chasab sefer says, Shemelis Chiddush. If you look at number 11, number 11 of the Sefer says, "Mashalim yishlem kedusha masiyat tzibur k'shachin b'limoyin take away the word kedusha." So he says the Sefer that's where the Chayim learning zeu ikar tefillah b'tzibur. The main tefillah b'tzibur is davening with the baal tefillah. Kimal sheichidim kolechem ispal b'fnei hatzvah. They chidim daven on their own. Mikut tefillas yochid. When you daven on your own together with the tzibur, it's on your own. Hakamal sheichod moitzis rabbi zikur b'tzibur. What does the tefillah b'tzibur? Tefillah b'tzibur means that there was a chazan. There was a baal tefillah. He was moitzi other people. So when you're down in the house, and that's the main tefillah b'tzibur. And he brings him in rise to that. And really, each one should say, milah b'milah, k'mosh d'moitzit. Just we say we don't down in that way. And he ends, the number 11 in the end, k'sheir, sheyochid oimim mashat, zeu tefillas tzibur ho'amiti. It's almost like saying it's better to down in that way. That's what he says. The same thing, is not the only one, the Chasid Sefer. There's the Eshel Avraham. The Eshel Avraham, the Butached, the one at the end of the, it was a Hasidic Poisek, printed in the Shulchan Aruch, very Gishmak HaSefer. And he says over there, when he look at number 12, Ain't Tzavik Shiz Pa'alim Sh'ei Shechazor HaShat, HaTfilo, or is it Tfilo Yim HaTzibur Mamesh? Ki Be'erch Yesh, you decide, the tenor listening, that's good, that's, Ki'oin Yim Mamesh Kul Ha'amo. He says, Mamesh like Tfilo HaTzibur. And he brings, again, he speaks about the idea of davening people, of people. But then he says, when do we say that you're not sure if to daven with a Mashiach Tzibur or not? It's only in cases that you're not sure you'll be able to accomplish other things. He says, he says, what happens if a person comes late to davening? And he's able to skip Sukkot Zimra, to start Shmoneh Esrei with the Tzibur. Or not skip, and start Shmoneh Esrei with the Shlich Tzibur.
Right.
So what's about that? It's the same thing. Right. At least Kriyat HaChasayim is even better. So he says, you're right. If you could do that, you should wait for the Shlech Tzibur. The one it says to skip, says the Yishel Avraham, is only when you're not going to be able to catch the Shlech Tzibur also. He's going to dive in too loud. People are going to get mixed up with him. Or he's not going to make it. Or he doesn't know exactly when the Chazan is going to start. And it's very confusing. He gets all confused in his davening. That's what we're talking about over there. But in general, you should daven with the Shlich Tzibur. That's what they say. That's what these Zochayim say. The if you look at the Ramoshe, the Igros Moshe, Moshe Feinstein says, he says that doesn't make any sense. He argues completely. Look at the number 13. Look at number 13. He says, but davar echad mitpali mashtei tzibur kishabachzia tefila im nichshol zet tefila tzibur zet tefila tzibur says the Igros Moshe. Nelechur kivan shein alok yom liel kachachomim. I mean, we pass that you can daven. You should daven your own. Don't daven with the Shlich Tzibur if you don't know how to daven. Ain't a shot. If you know how to daven your own, I'm saying. Ain't a shot. But he's taboki. So he says, ain't lach shot. Tefillah b'tzibur. Daven with the shots is not tefillah b'tzibur. Because you call him. He's probably into it. Nobody else is davening. You're the only one davening. That's not called tefillah b'tzibur. And he brings a raya. What's the raya? He brings a raya. Basically, what the Eshel Avraham was discussing. The Mogen Avraham tells us when a person it's what do we do? You are able to start with the Shlich Tzibur or to start with the Kedusha. So, the Ramah says, start after Kedusha. Says the Mishnah Berurah, don't start the Kedusha. We have the Rabba that says to start together with the Chazan. Okay, that's what we have to say. But the Orama holds you start the Kedusha. If davening with the Shlit Tzibur is the best davening, that should be the preferred method. How can the Ramo say, give another option? And then he brings, for the Chintamua, Mashikosu Be'eshel Avram. He brings Eshel Avram. I don't understand Eshel Avram. That's the best davening. The next paragraph. The Yoisa Tamua, Mashikosu Be'eshel Avram. Could he shoot Be'chazam Sefer? The Mashikosu Be'eshel Avram is the Ikatvila Be'eshel. And therefore, and he concludes, that's the piece a little to the right. So the Chela Maisa Nire, Keshitvila Be'eshel Avram, Davka Mashikosu Pa'alim Be'eshel Avram. Yakad belachash. Davening the quiet Shmoneh Esrei, still Shmoneh Esrei. V'cheit b'alim b'tzibur yachdu imashat. If you have 10 people davening with the Shlit Tzibur, yeah. That's what he says. V'yogad b'alim imashat tzibur, yogad davening with the Shlit Tzibur, mistabe she'ein tfila b'tzibur. It's not tfila b'tzibur. Acholai adiv z'ksar tfila b'yichidus legamre. Says the research like this. Davening with the Tzibur, with the Shlit Tzibur, is not tfila b'tzibur. It's maybe better than davening on your own completely, because you have the Tzibur over there, similar to what we had. That like we have someone davening and hearing the tzibur davening in a different place. I mean, no, try to time his davening to that time. But davening with the tzibur says the resolution is not filled. But tzibur, he argues with chasuif.
What is that mean?
If you have 10 people davening together with the tzibur, then it's filled with tzibur.
Is that thing they do in the afternoon, the heicha kedusha?
Not exactly. We have to get to that too, because we're talking about something when they're actually starting with the Shlit Tzibur together. Yeah, they start later, they start in after Kedusha. But it's a similar concept.
Wow.
It's a similar concept. For this point, it's a similar concept. The, so, Lemay said, in number 14, number 15, you have, number 14 is the Rav Ozner, number 15 is the Chuvas V'Hanogos of Rav Sternbuch. They both go to Hetzach HaSefer. The HaSefer means not that. Today, tefillah b'tzibur is better davening with the shlich tzibur. That's not what it means. What it means is like this. The ikar tefillah b'tzibur that was established at the time of Chazal was davening with the shlich tzibur. That was the ikar tefillah b'tzibur. Then later generations said that you should not rely on somebody else to be moitzi, you should be here to yourself. So we did the tefillah b'chitis. So we said, don't do any more tefillah with the shlich tzibur. So today, obviously, davening with the shlich tzibur is not as good as davening together with the Tzibur B'Yechidus. That's the main way of davening today. But what the Chasuver means to say is that originally that was the best thing. So today, if you have no other choice, for sure you should daven there. You'll gain, going back to that state. Let's see some lines. It's a little different. We have, in the 2 minutes that we have, look at number 14. In Rav Ozner. Rav Ozner brings the Chasuver. He says, beginning with first line, Chasuver comment, the Dagas Tfilah Tzibur Amitis, the original, real one, the original tefillah b'tzibur, the right one, is everything together the shel tzibur. The poshut, b'lishoyin, what he says, we daven on your own, tefillah yochid, ain't you to yochid mamesh. That's not mean daven like your own home. Elo umas maas, tefillah b'tzibur mamesh, compared to tefillah b'tzibur, tani yachid mashat, tetur and now tefillah yochid. That's what he brings. V'al b'chen, ishlo maal tzibur, you're doing together. And then he ends the three lines with end. That's it. The kadmoinim established. We don't daven together with chazan. We're done. Tefillah b'tzibur is we daven quietly. So chazan says like this. Originally that was the ikar. We went now. We do it a little differently. But you still can retain if you're doing it on your own. If you look at Shuvas Halogos, the Rosh Hashanah number 15. Also, he says. He's like this. If everybody's down together, the tzibur is similar to what the Moshe said. Well, if everybody's listening to the chazan, so then it is tefillah b'tzibur, because we are literally following the chazan. That's what he says is better than the other thing. When you hear it, that's tefillah b'tzibur, and that's idea. So mimili, what Chosefer means to say, if you don't have 10 following the chazan, as usually we have, you're not really davening tefillah b'tzibur, the optimal b'tzibur. Chazan means if 10 are davening together, like it used to be, that's what b'tzibur said today. The chazan means, so ikat tefillah b'tzibur, not today's ikat tefillah b'tzibur, that was the original tefillah b'tzibur. So today you don't lose that mile. So it comes out, it's not as far as Rav Moshe understood the chazan, according to this explanation. Rav Moshe understood the chazan means today you should prefer to daven tefillah b'tzibur with the chazan. So says, no, of course today that's not the best thing. But you don't lose the Matthew B'tzibur if you die in the Chazan. In this room, Moshe argues. Moshe says, no, davening with the Chazan is not like Tefillah B'tzibur. It's not the same level of Tefillah B'tzibur. Again, it's a Tefillah, it's a secondary one. It's like the one davening at home in Mecham B'tzibur, but it's not Tefillah B'tzibur Mamish. Since there is an argument, it comes to Lamaise, Chasavim and Moshe, it's Tefillah B'tzibur when you're davening to go to the Chazan, how much do you have over here or not? Lamaise, just to end up with some of what we learned, we have like this. Davening, there is different levels of the davening B'tzibur. What for sure is the best davening B'tzibur is davening together with B'tzibur. And what for sure is the secondary is davening at home and having in mind to daven in the time of the tzibur. That's called the two extremes. Now, in between we have, if you start a little bit later, are you okay? Pashas means, if you start within the same amount of time, it's okay. Even the first bracha we shared is okay. Maybe even the first three brachas. Davening later, is that tzibur or tzibur that? The Moshe seems to say no. The previous God seems to say no. Chazanish says no. It means, you're not the same like starting in the beginning, but you still have a mile of Tefillah B'tzibur. And Yigur Smoshe starts to say, it doesn't even matter if you start in the beginning or in the middle. You always feel B'tzibur. It doesn't matter because people anyway are not in the same place. He doesn't hold that you have the problem starting in the beginning. Starting with the Chazan after all the Tzibur finished. So here we have Chazan Yisrael and say, that is Mamish Tefillah B'tzibur. The Ramosha argues and says, not Tefillah B'tzibur. It is Tefillah, maybe Ima Tzibur, like you're diving at home. And it seems like the other Chayim say, the Chasuvim means to say it is more Tefillah B'tzibur than having at home, even though it's not as the same thing as starting in the beginning. And the end of here, this will end today, because you'll get back to these things later in a future Shurim, but we end over here, the Chavetz Chaim brought down the story, the son of the Chavetz Chaim wrote, that his father used to daven always with the Chazan. I want to explain, maybe the reason is because he had more Kavanah than the Chazan davened a little slower, he didn't want the Chazan to wait for him. I'm just adding that. He didn't want to wait for him, so he would daven slow. They would wait for him. He daven with the Chazan. That's always daven. Maybe the Chazan was daven slower. What?
So according to that, we said last week that you're supposed to, if you're davening, let's say, with the Shliach Tzibur, you start with Shliach, only if you can get to Modim.
You could go on your own pace. If now you go together to Shliach Tzibur, Mila B'Mila. So he went with the Shliach Tzibur the whole davening.
I'm saying, so that's better.
That's better, because he's accomplishing everything.
It's better than getting to Modim before.
Because then he has to rush. Because then you have to rush. So that's what Brother Chavetz Chaim was starting with the Shliach Tzibur. That's how this thing comes together.
Yes, at a certain level, that was